Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com. It is November 6th. We are here to talk WWE SmackDown and who knows what else. Guys, make sure you leave a thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tap that bell for notifications. And if you want your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat. Can't tell you how important that is. I'll get the plugs out of the way. I interviewed MJF. This week, I interviewed Scorpio Sky. That one is up too. Obviously, the match that we were promoting out the window didn't happen. Unfortunate, but we still have it. I've got interviews coming next week. I know that you all probably saw one on Twitter that I'm very excited about. You all can go hunt that down on my Twitter if you want. But we've got Jeremy Lambert here. He's probably going to promote Booty Pro Wrestling and the distraction. Growing in numbers is the distraction, Jeremy.
Big stars. We're just absolutely big stars now. Booty Pro Wrestling, we got a drunk Jimmy King showing up to work pay-per-view events today. That's an absolute mess of a promotion.
Some of you may notice we are live on Twitter and Facebook, Periscope, that stuff right now. We're trying a little bit of a new method. We'll see how it works. If you guys like it, maybe we'll stick to it. But again, please leave the thumbs up. Can't tell you how important that is to us. And we've got AEW All Out on Saturday as well. Jeremy will be heading up the post-show along with Gary Cassidy. I will be live on the post-show scrums. So make sure you guys tune right in and check that out. Jeremy, this was not a great episode of SmackDown.
First 30 minutes were good. They could have been even better, but at least they were good. The rest of the show... Not a distraction finishes. I'm going to promote my own show because they promoted it for me with all these distraction finishes they're running.
I should say, I liked Sasha and Bayley. There were things I didn't like about it, not from the match, but I also loved the Reigns-Uso stuff. But besides that, oh boy, it was really pointless. A lot of it was really pointless. Let's go ahead and get into it. Reminder, guys, donate a super chat. Get your question or statement answered on the air. The Nerd Guru says, shout out to Jeremy for sponsoring SmackDown with all those distractions. Yeah, it's just to promote. That's all it is.
Yeah. Like they do a better job promoting my show than I do.
And oh, Jeremy and Gary count me in. You know what? He didn't send a super chat, but I accidentally popped it up there and he's pushing us. So whatever. Evan Wright says, not SmackDown related, but Lance Archer's promo from Dark was incredible. Highly recommended seeking that out. If you all are interested in like an NXT for AEW, I would highly recommend AEW Dark. It is a pretty effective show to see what a lot of people can do. We did see what Sasha and Bayley can do, so I've got a couple issues with this. One, match was really good. I'll tell you what I don't need. I don't need one commercial during a Sasha Bayley match, much less two, Jeremy. Much less them separated by a grand total of 4 minutes. We got a three and a half minute commercial break, 4 minutes of wrestling, and they went right back to it. So about 6-7 minutes out of 10 were commercials. That was brutal.
Yeah, I guess they have to fit in two commercials in that first half hour, and they just decided to do it within, like you said, like a 6 minute gap within each other. And it's just like, I mean, we got most of the finish, which was good, but the back to back commercials did hurt this match.
Like, why not have them come out to the ring and then say, hey, and we're going to a commercial break? Like, I would be more interested in seeing the actual match, or if they do picture in picture, just something. That, to me, for the type of build that they have, and as important as that storyline is, that was inexcusable. One, I'd have been like, eh, okay. But this is something that I feared last week. I was like, man, I don't want them to bog this down with a ton of commercials. And they did that. And these two women deserve better than that, because they kept multiple brands together for months and months and months. They worked really hard to be the glue of several different brands and to hold everything together. And then when more responsibility was heaped on them, they executed. And they executed in this match too. There was an amazing spot, which I don't even know if it's supposed to happen like that, but that flapjack on the apron. Yikes.
Sasha, God bless her. She's great. She's tiny and kind of thin, and so like every bump she takes just looks like death. And I mean, she continues to wrestle, and again, great. I'm happy she's healthy. Every single bump she takes, I feel like it's like a broken neck or a concussion or something. It, like, she sells her ass off. More power to her. I get very worried when she's at, remember the Charlotte feud when Charlotte would just like drop her on like the turnbuckle and stuff? Sasha has taken some bumps in her career.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much longer she can keep it up, but it's great entertainment for now. I hope she can keep it up and it doesn't cut her career short.
Even bumps that have came from moves that she does, like that reverse Hurricane Rana, like where she just barely cleared through. I was like, oh no, because that's the kind that will fracture a vertebrae or something. And you're like, ah, yikes. The match was really, really great. I love that Bayley busted everything that she could out. Bayley to belly, even a Bayley to back. She did the elbow drop. She did a backstabber. She did not just moves that she did. She was doing some of Sasha's moves as well with like the backstabber. So I thought that was a really good approach. A lot of apron work that I really liked, but I thought that commentary did, it was just like a gross misjustice in putting over Sasha's first title defense, because I hear from Sasha stans all the time, and they are very aware that there have never been a world title defense for her be successful. Not only that, that's what this match was built on, was the fact that she hadn't. And then she did it, and it was just downplayed. Like, oh, good job, Sasha. Wow. Oh, man. That was so disappointing.
It didn't feel like they mentioned that she won. Like, it didn't feel, maybe it was like in passing or something, but it didn't feel like a plot point at all. It's like, this is the basis of this rematch here. Is that Bayley wanted the rematch not under duress, and she knows Sasha can't defend her title. And then she wins. It's like, oh, Carmella's here, which, all right. But they lost the plot on that whole thing. I knew it was a big deal. I was like, I don't care who wins this match. I got to write this article, because if Sasha wins and defending this title, it's a good article. So yes, that's the point of this match. And they just glossed right over it. I didn't care for the finish. I thought there could have been more drama in it. Sasha just like put her in the bank statement and Bayley tapped, and that was like Sasha's like one big finish. There was no Bayley false finishes with her, so I thought they could have like stretched that out even more to build more drama. Instead, Sasha just kind of won, which I'm glad she won. It was lacking a little drama down the stretch on the Sasha side.
Me too. It was so unceremonious. Yeah, I think they could have went Cody MJF with this and been like, all right, well, now we're not going to touch it for another year or two, and then it'll be special again. And I'm sure it'll be special again when they do it, but it does take a little bit away from whatever they could do in the future, because they just ran it back immediately, and because they tried to run it a couple weeks ago and they ended the match immediately. Like, we didn't need three of this match. One, and then put it back for a while, because they're always going to be special. Just make it a little more special.
Well, I understand the point of Bayley like wanting the rematch as quick as possible, though, because, again, the plot is Sasha yes. can't defend her title successfully. So I understand that of Bayley not being like, I'll wait until the sure. Rumble to challenge you again. I get that. The match before Hell in a Cell that went 8 minutes and they did a DQ, absolutely pointless.
Pointless. And here's the thing. If that was the reason they were going to have Bayley come right back for this match, they needed to play that up afterwards, and they yes. didn't at all. Also,
yes.
I'm glad that you recognize that would be a good article. I look forward to your article about Mikazi wishing he could get pregnant so Sasha Banks could still wrestle. I'm sure that won't backfire on us at all. Let me tell you, when I was like, why is Johnny Gargano coming for us? Like, why? And then he said, not taking any chances after this one. And I went, oh, Jeremy.
He screenshotted the article, Sean. I just like to imagine.
I don't blame him. And I even had to explain. I was like, listen, sometimes these people do send us their interviews and they send it to like 10 people. And it's like, we have to find a different angle for that. But I was like, yeah, that one was clickbait. That one was.
Was it?
Yes, it was. It was good, though.
He said it. That's what he said.
I know. And I mean, ultimately, everything is, but...
Like, if you want to understand the context of it, click the article.
Yes. I mean, we
do... It's headline bait. It's not clickbait. It's headline bait.
I mean, we do have a certain defined number of characters to put in a headline. Not only that, we have a certain that we can go to. Then we have a certain that is a maximum. Then we have a certain that is recommended. Quite frankly, the shorter the headline, the better, for obvious reasons. But
I should have just gone with Johnny Gargano discusses his relationship with Candice LeRae and wrestling.
Anakin says, didn't Jeremy smooth it over with Johnny Gargano? No, he no-sold him, but yeah. I did. All good. He knows but no malice or anything like that.
All I know is Johnny Gargano has a picture of a headline I wrote saved in his phone, so... That's all I'm saying.
Nothing but love there. No, he knows no malice was intended by that. And
I like Gargano.
I think some of the confusion was there are some people today that don't see the Intercontinental title the way that you, that I, that Robert D. Felice, who wrote the article, or that Johnny Gargano do. They think it is what it has been the last 15 years. Evan Wright says, they dropped the ball with Sasha versus Bayley. No, I don't think they dropped the ball with their Hell in a Cell match. I think they dropped the ball with the follow-up. There should have been more pomp and circumstance behind it. Carmella obviously comes out and attacks. Why was Carmella wearing Scarlett's old gear? I don't know, but that hair is bright. Good for her. I'm excited to see what she and Sasha can do in the ring. I think that Carmella is a criminally underrated in-ring performer, and if you doubt that at all, go watch Charlotte's return match after she came back from surgery and keep your eye on specific things in that match, and you will see the type of things that Carmella can do right, because she was a great help to Charlotte in that match, and Charlotte needed it. But now Carmella's been out of action for the last 6 months. Yeah, I think it's been 6-7 months since Money in the Bank, which was taped in April. She hasn't been there, Jeremy.
Well, she's untouchable unless she doesn't want to be. She's back now. I think this is a good feud. It's a good first feud for Sasha as the champion. Carmella is good with the right people. Sasha is certainly a right person because Sasha is going to bump her ass off for Carmella, and Sasha can work with pretty much anybody. I've no doubts that Sasha can work with anybody, and Carmella is good, again, with the right people. And so I think this will be good. Carmella was, she was wearing that outfit. Corey yeah. Graves was impressed. You could tell.
As he should be. Survivor Series qualifier. Let me tell you how disappointed I was in this, because I like King Corbin in the ring, except when he's slapping on the 9:05 p.m. Eastern half Nelson crossface, or tonight the 9:05 Eastern bear hug. I get that Rey Mysterio has not wrestled since August, but I was excited about this maybe being a fast-paced match. Instead, it was overbooked trash. I felt bad for Corbin and Mysterio.
Has Rey really not wrestled since August?
Since August.
I feel like he's, I mean, I guess he's still on the show every week. It feels like he wrestles every week. They did some good stuff in this match.
Backbreaker was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, the backbreaker and then the, I assume you're talking about like the double backbreaker into the World's Strongest Slam as well. Like that was really cool. Like they did some really good stuff, but Corbin just got to cut these like heat segments out of his matches. Like the bear hug. The
nobody's there.
No, it's just, it's not good. There's no heat to really be getting when there's no crowds and stuff. Just go out there and let them work a strong, like let them work a little sprint here and
go back and do that. I encourage people, go back and watch his King of the Ring run. It was amazing. He was so good. He was so good. Nevin Wright says, best heel in the business, King Corbin, by the way. So Rey Mysterio was in the back looking for his daughter and can't find her. Go ahead, Jeremy. I'm teeing you up here because she shows up.
And then he
wants her to leave.
Ray is freaking out in the back on the phone, trying to call Aaliyah, text Aaliyah. She's like, doesn't even have his gear on, Sean. He is so worried about his daughter. He does not put his gear. He's going to get Dom to say, go get my gear. And then she shows up in the middle of the match and he's like, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
Go in the house, Carl, is what he screamed at her. Like, come on, man. You can't.
Aaliyah's like, you've been texting me all day. I'm here. What do you want? And Ray's just like, no, get out.
Unreal. Overbooked.
This sucks.
Overbooked so bad. Ray gets distracted because Rollins is out there and Mysterio's mad. Mysterio walks into what is, quite frankly, the worst end of days I've ever seen. I'm not here to cast blame. I'm just saying it's the worst I've ever seen. And to be honest with you, when they booked this match, I said, damn, can't wait to see what end of days Corbin finishes Rey Mysterio with. Womp, womp, womp. Boy, was I disappointed in that. I hate that for both of these guys, that they had to work around this overbooked horse shit. Oh, so frustrating. They're both better than this. It sucked.
Yeah, it should have been, just let them go out and have a wrestling match. You don't have to do all of this stuff. You really, really don't. And this Aaliyah Mysterio, Rollins Murphy stuff just went on all night. And I trolled you about it last week. I can't do it this week. It's awful.
WWE owes me an 8-minute sprint with no rest holds between Corbin and Rey Mysterio. I was so excited and I just got disappointed. Dustin Pallon says, just got home from work, about to watch SmackDown, sending this as a message to future me. Hashtag jam that jam. Wrong. Hashtag FTF. Get that shirt over at WrestleTalkMerch.com. You can get your Fightful merch at shop.fightful.com. He says, glad I found you guys through WrestleTalk. Well, I'm glad you all did, too. Evan Wright says that Ray segment was WCW 2000 territory bad. You know, I always thought that that comparison was overused, but this year, I've seen some stuff that is. But also, as a product of the pandemic, I've seen some really amazing promo work, too, Jeremy, where people are just able to cut promos and don't have to do the all you people trash.
I don't know. WCW, if you go back and watch WCW 2000, it's some god awful stuff. This is just what WWE does nowadays, like these distraction finishes and whatnot. Like this is what they do, and this, yes, very frustrating. And this storyline, I don't know if it had a plot to begin with. It doesn't have a plot now. They've lost it 100 times along the way.
And if there's any, like, man, I just think of this and I'm like, man, is everything contagious right now? Because NXT had 4 distraction finishes. Like,
they love our show. They love our show, God. Sean.
The Nerd Guru says, Seth Rollins applauding Corbin. Did he forget they had a terrible feud with him for 3 months? Gave an end of days to Becky. WWE heels are morons. Yes, that's why on Raw, when I saw Drew and Sheamus, I was like, rad, man. Like, they're having a normal human conversation. They're happy to see each other. They spend a lot of time with each other. One's a babyface, one's a heel. Who cares? Like, I'm supposed to believe that all the assholes in the company get along, but all the people that are good to each other don't? Like, I'm supposed to believe that nobody gives a shit about Rey Mysterio.
That's my favorite, when they just beat up Rey. They do these big video package, Rey's a legend. Love him. Like, God, you know, the GOAT right there. And then he gets his ass kicked for 5 minutes and no one comes to save him.
Oh, man. Anakin says, can this storyline with Aaliyah please be done? Murphy helped beat up her brother and father for months. Now she has an issue. She's fickle. She is fickle.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, when you're a teenager and somebody
women,
tells
you, Sean, what can you do?
Oh, right? God, please don't. So, but when you're young and you're upset over somebody that, and somebody goes, you don't know what love is right now. Like, they're booking her to not really know what love is. Like,
she's 19. No, yeah, she doesn't know what love is.
Of course. But I mean, come on.
She listened to a Taylor Swift album when she was 19. She's all over the place.
Check me out on Monday Night Raw's post show podcast. What'd you think about that costume?
That was good. That was good. You mixed your Swifts there because you had.
Did I?
Yeah, because you did Red. Your costume was from Red, album Red, because it was from 22, right?
I don't know the one. Yeah, the one with the picture, yes, frame on it. Did you like, yeah, my custom?
Well, that's why you mixed it, because that's a 1989, the little custom picture frame thing. So you mixed albums there. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know that you
kind of mixed it up there. It was fine. It was good, but just keeping you straight there.
My interview with MJF was good, according to GT25. Says, just wanted to say great job at the MJF interview. Thank you very much. That was, I mean, it's always good content. I'll say that. Say it's always good content. We talked about a lot of stuff. It's a good 20-plus minute interview. Please do not sleep on that Scorpio Sky interview. We talked about a lot of good stuff. The guy has competed in MMA fights, and we cover MMA pretty heavily here. We talked about, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, when Scorpio Sky had a dance-off with Human Tornado of Wrestling Society X to beat it. We talked about that. That's how I first knew who he or Human Tornado were. Lots of good stuff there that we really got into. He talked about how the worst town I've ever been in came about. Lots of good stuff there. Really enjoyed talking to him. We have some more super chats. Evan Wright says, NXT putting over distraction finishes. Unbanned?
Pat McAfee segments are unbanned, and women's segments are unbanned. That's it. Everything else still banned. So Gargano segments can now be unbanned.
I told a story recently, and I wish I could remember who it was, but there was somebody who was in Impact when D'Angelo Williams was there, and was in WWE when Rousey was there. And when Pat McAfee was training, they messaged me, and they're like, dude, he's better than both of them. And I was like, no. The punter? Really? Pat? All due respect, Pat. Thought his promos would be better. I had no idea. That guy is such a natural. Such,
yes,
a natural.
He's really, really good.
Anakin JMT abusing the super chat system by saying 22 points to Jeremy for pointing out the Taylor Swift inconsistencies.
Nissan, you should have came to me, and I would have been your Swift continuity editor.
Yeah, I do always like to say make things make sense, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't. Ray Callahan says, Sean, how soft is MJF? Well, I don't know. We didn't run a Blue Chew segue during that. But you know what, Jeremy?
I don't know shit, Crybaby.
This is an important week, and obviously, like, I'm trying to set up an if your election lasts longer than 4 days, call a doctor thing.
You've broken yourself,
yeah,
with this read.
So I gotta get creative, man. I've been doing this for 2.5 years with Blue Chew. We don't have Magic Spoon right now. So I'm just sitting here like, how can I segue election into erection? And honestly, this election's lasted a pretty long time. And your erection can last a pretty long time. Nowhere near the dangerous areas of our election. But let me tell you, if you want somebody to go to the polls and come out satisfied, use our friends at BlueChew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but it's in a chewable. It's ready when you are or when you're not. You don't have to have a problem to have this or to use Blue Chew. It's about that confidence to have that great performance. You don't want to be sitting around uncertain for days after, people just tabulating in their head, like, did it count? Was it worth it? But, I mean, by the time you're done, people will be lining up. They'll be lining up outside your house, masked up, I hope, just for the opportunity to, you know, visit your polls. Blue Chew is prescribed online by Blue Chew affiliated physicians that get you the active ingredient you need. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctor's office. Trevor L. says, the moment... Oh, I tapped it in the wrong spot. That moment you show up during a Blue Chew ad. Oh, hey.
You won't be tapping the wrong spot with Blue Chew.
That's right. You'll be tapping all the right spots. Yeah. You'll get all the electoral or erectoral votes. There we go. You'll get all the erectoral votes. Even those... Those congressional
districts. She won't be saying stop the count when you're on Blue Chew.
I tried to keep this bipartisan, Jeremy. I didn't want to get controversial with my penis ad here. Yeah. Oh, my God. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL, gets you that first shipment free. And let's be honest, those postal workers have been overworked for quite a while. You got to pay $5 shipping. That's it. Pay the postman. Nothing wrong with that. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. Even if you don't use Blue Chew, even if you don't ever plan on using it, hit up Blue Chew on Twitter. Say, hey, we heard about you from FIGHTFUL. I can't tell you all how important that is to us because that lets them know that they heard about us or heard about you heard about them from us. Brand awareness is great. Anakin JMT says they'll be lining up at your poll. Yes, of course. Of course they will. Glad we didn't lose any of you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Where's there? Survivor Series qualifier Ruby Riott, new haircut Ruby Riott.
Yes.
Which I said, hey guys, by the way, we need to do articles on that. It's important. People
full articles on a person's haircut?
Not full, but I wouldn't mind it in the headline of the fight size. That way people, if they're like, oh, Ruby Riott got a new haircut, let me look it up. That SEO, that search engine optimization. Man, you know.
I'm not on that beat anymore, so can't help you.
This match was okay. Like, I don't know why they're keen on just throwing these women in these triple threats, but it was better than last week's triple threat, I thought. There was a lot of sitting around. I thought Zelina looked really good in this. Like, her offense looked crisp. And Ruby Riott got the win. I thought the finish was clever. I did like that. They played off of last week, and Natalya had the sharpshooter on Zelina, who apparently, like, some of her stats on 2K here, like, whatever it is, what would that stat be?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Durability. Her durability stat. Because she got put in that sharpshooter for quite a while. And
she
then,
did. I I didn't like that portion of the match where Natalya has her in the sharpshooter on one side of the ring and is standing the whole time. So Zelina crawls all the way across the ring. Like, Natalya, just sit back. And then finally she pulls her away from the ropes and then she sits down. And then here comes Ruby Riott with the crossface.
Well, to me, I'm like, why the hell did Natalya let go of the sharpshooter? It's not going to start hurting any less.
Yeah, that too. Well, I mean, she let go because I guess last week, they both had the hold on. Like I said last week, though, just if she taps out, then you both qualify or you do a singles match. But instead, and here you let go and now you're out.
And Aaron says, who will be the other three women for Survivor Series? I'm willing to bet Natalya will be one of them.
Natalya, Liv, and Billie Kay. Let's go with Billie Kay.
Everybody's asking if they broke up Liv and Ruby. I do not know. I will try my best to find out. I loved Ruby Riott with that. It's like an armbar crossface. Wasn't like a Rings of Saturn. She had like a standard pro wrestling armbar and then like a cross, like the crossface aspect of the crossface chicken wing. No, Joel. She'll be put in a qualifier though.
Joel Pearl is banned. Joel Pearl.
Banned. You know what? Put user in timeout. That's what you get, Joel.
You can do that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
5 minute timeout. You're in the penalty box. You cannot win King of the Mountain for at least 5 minutes.
That
Congratulations,
rules.
Joel. Wonderful guy. Met him in person in Toronto. Awesome.
Joel's
guy.
Great, but I'm trying to ban him from every show.
Well, I just timed him out, so there you go.
No,
he's got Tim is in there too. You know what, Tim? Guilty by association. Timed out. You can't say I'm not loyal, Jeremy. You deliver me the numbers, I take care of you, okay?
We're ruthless with this new system here, putting people in.
This is old. This is old school.
Okay.
It's just easier for me to do. I mean, people will notice I don't have to look over at this screen. I've got a 3-screen setup. But we've got the StreamYard set up right now, so I've got all this right here. They streamline it for us. I just red-shoed both of them. Get out of here. But come back. But please stay and watch. Just don't talk for 5 minutes. Sorry, guys. I like the finish. I liked Ruby's new finish. I should say that. I don't know if it's a new finish, but I love the submission. I'm a dork for good submission finishers. I thought that was good. It was a match that mattered a little bit, so that's cool. But the match that they're going into doesn't matter.
What do you talk? Best of the best? They got to prove who the best is. This is a big match, Sean. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
The one
time a year where brand supremacy reigns supreme.
Piss off, mate. Reminder, guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I've got exclusive news there every day. I can't tell you how important that is to Fightful. That allows us to give our staff raises, hire new people, all that good stuff, do more shows. FightfulSelect.com. I've got news there every day. Also, I do a Backstage Report Q&A or a Backstage Report podcast where it's 20 minutes of just exclusive news. I do a Q&A every week. You got Alex reviewing Raw and SmackDown in his special negative way. And you got Steven Jensen on The Weekender. If you're saying, why don't you cover NXT, UK, NWA, BTE, Ring of Honor, 205 Live, GCW, a lot of that stuff, we do. Steven Jensen does it on The Weekender, and he does an awesome job. Also, you get the list goes on. Tons of stuff over there. FightfulSelect.com.
Big stars, the distraction stars, come in the Fightful Select with retro
yes.
reviews monthly.
Yes. Whenever we move over to the actual Fightful.com site, right now it's a Patreon platform. Whenever we move it over, Jeremy and Joe will be on the retro reviews. Let's talk about this. The Nerd Guru says, is Lars only value to Vince McMahon that he's large? He's garbage even without his outside stuff. I think he's doing as good as he can delivering whatever this is.
This man went to the sit-down interview. He had no shirt on, and he's doing the pec flex on Michael Cole. And then he goes into his promo, and he's just like, you ever been bullied, Michael? I've been bullied.
Have you ever been bullied, Michael?
So then I started working out.
Why is he... He's like,
I got bullied for all the clothes that I wore. And I'm like, you're not wearing any. Were you afraid that Michael Cole was going to bully you?
So yeah,
like,
exactly.
Life hack. You can't be bullied for the clothes that you wear if you don't wear any clothes. This poor guy. I mean, he's doing the best he can.
He is.
Oh, boy. I liked... Yes.
I hope I didn't blow anybody's ears out. I apologize.
The Big E stuff. Big E is backstage in a fantastic sweater.
Yeah.
It is truly magnificent. Street Profits approach, and they're trying to get the scoop-ski on why it is that... or how it is they can beat New Day. And... Big E just laughs and says, if you lay down, they won't beat you up so bad. I'm like, okay. And they all laugh hysterically. It's slapstick, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty funny. And that was good. I really enjoyed that. Then I really enjoyed Billy Kay popping up. And she's like, oi, mate! If you want the inside track on Raw, I got ya. And the Street Profits were like, we were on Raw with you. And she had her headshot and resume. She is going to be great as a comedy character.
Yes. I hope this keeps up for Billy Kay and they just don't forget about her in a week because yes. She is so good at this stuff. This is all I want. Just have her going around with her headshot and her resume just to different people passing around like, See what I can bring to whatever your brand or whatever, brand invigorator, Billy Kay. Yes. Like that's freelance brand invigorator, Billy Kay. That's what we need.
Pretty much. That's how it worked out. I just think that she's going to rock in this. I think she's going to be great.
She's fantastic. And again, please just don't forget about her or pair her up with Tamina or something.
Reminder, guys, you can donate a Super Chat, get your question or statement read on the air. If you're watching live at youtube.com/Fightful. Of course, we are live right now on my personal Twitter, but we're also live on Facebook.com/FightfulOnline. Just search us on Facebook. You'll find us. Leave a thumbs up or like over there. We don't push our Facebook a lot. We're going to change that. Anakin JMT sends a super chat and says, help settle a debate. Was E wearing a Michael Myers sweater or a Leatherface one?
I don't think it was either, was it?
Well, my keyboard's not working right now, so I can't look it up.
I'll tell you, but I don't think it was either of them.
Huh. I'd have to go back and look, but yeah, my keyboard is on the fritz right now. So
why did you break your keyboard in the middle of the show?
I didn't. And now it works again. What the heck?
So the sweater's from Middle of Beyond. That's all I know.
Okay. Shout out to Gary Cassidy's tweet yesterday, his really stupid tweet that he said, WWE has Big E, AEW has 2-Pac. Get more of that humor on the Fightful AEW Full Gear post show. Evan Wright says, Billy Kay versus Toriano versus John Silver for the BTE belt. At this point, I'm kind of like Santino Morella'd with Toru. Like, I've seen so much of it that I'm like, okay, I'm past it. I'm ready to move on.
He's got a big match against
Orange Cassidy. Zack Sabre. Oh, Zack Sabre Jr. in like hours. Yeah.
Yes. You staying up for that?
No.
Coward?
No, I'm not staying up for that.
Coward?
I've been staying up late every night this week for election stuff. But Rob Wilkins says, what Full Gear match are you guys looking forward to? A lot of them, honestly. I want to see FTR and Young Bucks, Omega and Page, MJF and Jericho, and then Moxley and Eddie Kingston. They sold me a ticket on Wednesday. What about you?
Yes, I'm looking forward to Moxley and Eddie Kingston the most. That whole program has been great, and both guys they know who they are. I feel like they've lost the plot on some of the other feuds, or they've been kind of all over the place on some of the other feuds. Moxley and Kingston has been very straightforward, and they're just going to beat the hell out of each other. And
yes, they are. Seth Rollins beat Otis. This was a Survivor Series qualifier. In the ring, Otis's nice deadlock weight or deadweight waist lock was about as good as I thought it was. The Mysterios were watching along, but I'll tell
this
you.
This is so. This was dumb because Rey's like, "Where are you?" And then she comes out and it's like, "Go away!" And they're just backstage, just watching this match. Like,
so ignorant.
Everything's fine. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, guys?
Rey needs counseling on this show. This is not normal. This isn't okay. Like, we're gonna start to hear the Miss Elizabeth Randy Savage. Oh, he locked her in the lock or locked her in the room type of thing. Like, poor Aaliyah, man. She's an adult. But also, I'll tell you what I can't get behind. Otis no-selling and shaking his dick when a former Universal Champion WrestleMania main eventer punches him and kicks him.
He's hulking up. Like, when you hit him
I
in
don't
his stomach.
Care.
That's his power. You can't hurt the man in the stomach, Sean.
I don't. Yeah, that's it. That's and he's dancing and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh,
gyrating.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so dumb. This is so ridiculous, and I've never been a big fan of no-selling spots, but there are some that are really good.
Samoans got hard heads. Otis got the soft belly that you can't hurt.
The Samoan thing, I loved. Like, I remember Ray Traylor headbutting Ming in WCW on Saturday night, and he reverse sold it, and I was like, oh, amazing. Perfect. But, this is so stupid.
That's what's going to happen one time. Somebody's going to punch Otis in the gut. And his hand's going to get stuck there. And then he's going to have to pull it out. That's what's going to happen. Just wait.
This is terrible, this idea. This is why you intentionally book the worst possible show that you can book on your booty pro wrestling thing.
Our pay-per-view did numbers.
What, that big graphic is still in the queue, by the way. Like,
yeah, where is it?
I asked
my
them
two
today.
Butt cheeks. I need butt cheeks on the booty-os.
They said, it's in the queue. Do you need it soon? I said, well, they're on episode 3. So it'd be nice. This was stupid. Murphy caused a distraction. Shocker, Jeremy.
3 p.m. Thursday is the distraction.
Good God. And Rollins wins with the stomp. Aaliyah is livid about this. She is not happy.
The backstage segment, Rollins is like, tell me that's what I saw. Tell me that's what happened. And
Shout out to in love 19-year-old Aaliyah calling the person she's in love with, Murphy! Murphy! Like, I've never had a girlfriend that's like, Sap, what's up?
What? Yeah, they haven't been in true love with you then, Sean.
Evidently.
Your wife hasn't done that when she's mad at you? Sean Ross Sapp, what are you doing?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like
here's the thing. People that call me Sean Sapp either have known me my entire life or don't know me at all. Like, that's it. But I never have her. She doesn't call me that. She's never mad at me. I'm fantastic. So
I feel like that's a mom thing to go, like, full name more than a relationship thing.
Nerd Guru says, what would be your AEW versus WWE Survivor Series 5-on-5? Oh, I'd go Young Bucks, Cody, Omega, and Paige. I'd go The Elite against probably like Roman, Triple H, Drew, I'd go the top five guys over there.
Triple H?
Yes, Triple H. Him and Cody in a face-off? Piss off thinking that wouldn't be great. He smashed a throne.
Yeah, I just don't need to see a Triple H match in 2020.
Well, that's why you got 9 other people in there to carry him.
I would have Orange Cassidy lead one team, Billy Kay lead the other team, and I'll fill in the rest later. John Silver would be there. R-Truth would definitely be there. Number one overall pick, R-Truth. Tozawa and
Next
the Ninjas.
Next question. Anakin JMT says, Sean clearly didn't watch Alias. Jennifer Garner was married to Michael Vartan, but her character always called him by his last name. I don't watch, like, any network TV shows because I have taste. I have taste. Oh, let's talk about the really, really, really great stuff on this show. Kevin Owens is backstage, and he makes a joke about Uso getting Reigns coffee. And Uso takes exception to this, and I loved it. He's like, you're making a joke about me? And Kevin Owens is like, I know, just just having a little fun. It's not that big of a deal, but apparently he got some other stuff going on. And Paul Heyman takes exception to Jey Uso doing an interview with, I can't remember if it was Kayla Braxton, I believe it was. Yeah. Kayla Braxton. And he's like, no, you clear that with me or Reigns or somebody, which is, quite frankly, how WWE interviews actually are. And he goes and gets Roman Reigns, and I love that they didn't cut away.
Kayla's going to be asking about contracts. Like, yes. Nope, can't be interviewing with Kayla.
I love that they didn't cut away from this, because usually what they do is go to a commercial while they wait and then come back. But you just see Jay sitting there and waiting outside the door, just like you hear about Vince McMahon doing to people. They'll wait there. Granted, it's for hours. But Roman Reigns comes out, and he's like, no, you clear that with me, buddy. Also, what's up with Kevin Owens? He's disrespecting our family, and we're taking care of that tonight. Before we get into the stuff with Reigns and Heyman, this was outstanding. You got Rafael Garcia, a friend of the show, saying Roman Reigns is channeling Ike Turner with all these intimidating looks.
God.
He ain't wrong.
Let's hope not.
It seems abusive.
Yeah, it does. It does. I love this stuff with Roman and Uso. I mean, Kevin Owens cracking the jokes was very good. And then Uso, I like that Uso was just, he wasn't going to take that shit. Joe Biden's about to speak. It threw me off. So he wasn't going to take that shit. And then Paul Heyman just like, no, you can't just be doing these interviews that I'm not, WWE's promoting this interview like it's an exclusive. Like, we got this interview coming up. And then Heyman just comes in like, no, I didn't sign off on this thing. This is how it works with Twitch. Uso just thought, I'm going to go on Twitch and it'll be fine. WWE got wind of it. Like, nope, can't be doing that. Can't be doing that one.
I really do like this side of Roman Reigns. They have made their family more prestigious than the championship. And that's not a shot at the championship. But that's what's at stake here, is their family. And I think that's really cool. I think it's really awesome. Roman Reigns does not even look Paul Heyman in the eye, which is one of those disrespectful things. And he's like, Paul, I hired you to take care of all the shit that I didn't want to take care of. And Paul is he's a pretty authoritative guy in his own right. You know that if he's giving someone that type of respect, that it's warranted. Because quite frankly, you didn't see Curtis Axel talking to Paul Heyman like this, ever.
Right.
Because Paul Heyman was helping out Curtis Axel, not the other way around. And that was how it was. Cesaro, too. I thought that was an amazing touch.
This is what I said when they first started this pairing, is like, Paul almost like cowers around Roman. And that Roman is the guy who's actually in charge of this whole thing, not Heyman, which is very different from what we're used to. And that really came through here. And I loved that they had this little bit in this segment of Roman just being, like you said, authoritative and being like, you're supposed to handle this. What are you doing? Like, why are you here if you're not going to handle this stuff? And just the little touch like that is just so good. So you get that pecking order in line. You know it. You know Roman's at the top. But even if you think like, all right, well, Paul is actually kind of helping. No. Paul is just the second in this chain here. I love that little bit of this segment.
Kevin Owens implied that Jay was Roman's bitch in a promo. They are Survivor Series teammates, so that will play. And that will play into things. I liked it. Owens was wearing, I think it was a Dusty shirt, wasn't it? But it was a red shirt. I like that. It's different. Cool. He gets distracted and kicked. Big shock. I loved his pop-up powerbomb. It was a heavy one. But Roman's music hits and Owens gets hit right in the penis. Thank you to Colt Badeau for the very early super chat that says, and if you want to go low blow with your head, Blue Chew. Code Fightful. Like, this was fine, and I'm just like, these two guys, like, another freaking distraction finish.
Double distraction in this, because you had Heyman come out at first, and then you have the Roman bit at the end. So they did a double distraction in this match. Just don't complicate this stuff.
It's so much. Lazy.
You,
man,
just really don't have to complicate this stuff. Just let them go out there and have a good wrestling match. It was fine for what it was. the Roman and Uso story is good. I kind of wish Uso did what he did to Brian last week to Owens. Like, keep beating the shit out of these people and just show, like, hey, if you're not with this family, like, we're just going to take you out. I don't care about the Survivor Series team. We're teammates. Who cares about this SmackDown brand and stuff? Kind of undermines the point, but whatever. No one actually looks at the Raw SmackDown brand loyalty stuff anyway. So just do family loyalty. I wish Uso would have just decimated Owens further, honestly.
Reminder, please leave us a thumbs up, guys. Yeah, I don't think that this needed any of that. I mean, AEW has laid off the distraction finishes of late. They were getting too heavy with them, too. To me, two really good wrestlers go in. One wins, one loses. That's okay. I'm not going to think that Kevin Owens is a scrub for losing to Jey Uso. Even if Jey Uso was formerly a tag team wrestler, I'm going to be all right with it.
I think these guys are scrubs because they're stupid and they get distracted every single time.
That's why I think they're scrubs, because they're dumb. Because they're dumb. Well, guys, you won't be dumb if you leave a thumbs up, if you subscribe, if you tap that bell. Big thank you, guys, to all of you who joined. Next week is going to be a night. We are going to do a SmackDown post show. And what we were originally going to do was double up and watch Talk and Shop while that happened. But we're not. What we're going to do is do the SmackDown show. Then right after, we're going to start Talk and Shop from the beginning. And Jeremy and I are going to do a live watch along. That's going to be something. And hey, you know what? I interviewed Gallows and Anderson and Rocky Romero. I mentioned how AEW wrestlers and NXT wrestlers watch our Wednesday show. They talked about how much they loved our Talk and Shop a Mania review. So I bet they'll be watching too. Tune in. It's going to be a hoot. Jeremy, tell the people where they can find you.
We're going to NBA draft talk next week as well. A little bit mixed in there, I believe. On Twitter, at JeremyLambert88. Fightful. My name somewhere on that website. Click it. Bunch of stuff you can read. The Distraction, 2 p.m. Tuesdays. We review movies and music now. Quizzle co-champions. Quizzlemania co-champions. Myself and Joseph Holbert. And Thursdays, now live every Thursday, 3 p.m., The Distraction main show where we talk a bunch of nonsense. So check out Joseph's feature on Eddie Kingston. Please, go read that.
It is amazing. It is one of the best things I've ever seen him do. And Joe is one of the best feature writers in, I think, in sports, not just in wrestling. I think he's one of the best feature writers, period. And I'm really glad to see your all show growing, because you all have a very good dynamic that is often a pain in my ass.
Hate each other off the air. But.
Guys, thank you all so much. Again, after Full Gear, live post-show coverage. Also, we've got the scrums coming. Subscribe to Fightful Select. I can't tell you how important that is to us. I would say a significant percentage of the backstage news that you guys are reading on other websites comes from FightfulSelect.com. I think that we are the best in the game at that right now. And I think 100%. You guys should... What is it?
Is that 100%?
Yeah. I mean, I say it with full confidence. I think we are the best at breaking news and backstage news in pro wrestling right now. Please share that with us. Until next time, we're out.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.